We're ready to go. Warsaw will kick off again from our left to right. And this will be kicking off for the Tigers, Luis Munez Bermudez. He gets the whistle. Week five is underway, and the run-up and the boot is a bouncer down the field. Bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. It's going to take a high bounce and be taken at the 12-yard line. 15, 20, 25, 30-yard line, and out to the 33-yard line. Mark Herman on the return for Concord. First down and 10 for the Minutemen as we begin week five. At halftime of tonight's game, the regular season will be half over.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's just crazy.
It is. And you noticed our Bermuda kicked it away from Brevard there. Kicked it on the their Concord's right side, I'm sure on purpose.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
Yep.
Because anytime that kid gets the ball, he is dangerous. Bo Brunner and the offense, first down and 10. And he will hand off, and this is Brevard, and he'll dance his way up the middle. And he'll be stopped at the 35-yard line. So give him 3 yards and a first down carry. Stopped by Matthew Flores Ortega for the Tigers, and Flores Ortega is going to have himself a big game tonight.
Yep, and that was a good tackle there.
Second down and 7 for the Minutemen, opening possession of the game. Again, we started at 8:15 because of the accident up on State Road 15. Brunner back to throw, looking left, going to dump it out in the flat. Brevard's got it at the 30, turns upfield, makes two men miss, and dives forward to the 39-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 yards and set up third down and 3. Worse had people out there.
Yep.
The problem is, Andy, you had him right where you wanted him, but you're afraid to go tackle him because you're afraid he's going to make you miss.
We see he's kind of jogging when he caught the ball, and then you could see that speed. Like he, you know, let's see what happens there. And he put it to top speed quickly.
Third down and 3 from the near hash mark. And whistles and flags. This looks like a procedure penalty against Concord. So that's exactly what it is. Third and 3 becomes 3rd and 8, which for this offense isn't a big deal. But for the Warsaw defense now, it is a big deal. You get this team in 3rd down and more than 5, you got to get them off the field on 4th down.
Absolutely. And I think there was that left tackle there for Concord that might have just moved a little bit early. But you're right, 3rd and 8, we got to get them off the field here.
Brunner and the offense all looking over to the far side for the play from the coaches. Wide side of the field is the right side. There's two wide receivers out that way. Low snap, Brunner takes it. Warsaw come with a blitz. Now Brunner's going to run away, going to throw it down the field, and it's going to be incomplete. Oh, they're going to call it a catch. Hold on. They're going to call it a catch, and they're going to give him a first down. What a catch by Chase Thompson along the Tiger sideline. The Warsaw coaches immediately signaled no catch, and the official waved his arm side to side and then waved him over his head. First down, Minutemen.
Wow. And it's a bad angle for us. We can't really see it. That's like a baseball player saying safe and then saying out.
Well, that's a heck of a throw and equally a terrific catch. First down, Concord. Opening drive of the game. Bunner back to throw. Now going to take off and run. 45. He's to the 50. Runs into opposition as he crosses the midfield stripe and goes down at the Tiger 48-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by 2 yards, a gain of 8. 10 minutes to go, opening quarter. Concord with the opening possession of the football game.
So if last week's game against Wawasee helped us with anything, it's tackling a quarterback that is a little bit bigger in stature.
Yes.
So hopefully that translates today.
And Bo is that 6'3", 195. Takes a snap, going to run left to the boundary side, turns up field, got the first down inside the 45, and he'll go down at the Tiger 42-yard line. That's a gain of 6 yards on the run for Brunner, who is not necessarily, Andy, what you would call a running quarterback. He runs out of necessity, but that was a design play.
Well, I'm in no way comparing him to Tim Tebow by any stretch, but Tim Tebow was not fast by any stretch.
No.
But they used him as a running quarterback because he's just difficult to bring down.
Yes.
And I think that's the same type at this level.
9:30 to go, opening quarter, first drive of the game. Brunner takes the snap, looking right, pump fix, fires to the middle, got a man wide open in the middle. That's Beach. And Beach has another 7-yard gain as he's tackled at the 35-yard line of the Tigers. Zone coverage there for Warsaw, and Brunner just picked it apart. This is where defending this team is tough.
Yep.
You can't. They're too fast to guard man-to-man, but Brunner is too good a quarterback to let him stand back there and find seams in your zone. Three wide out to the right, one to the left. Brevard in the backfield, and they will hand off to Brunner. And he's going to be tackled from behind. Nelson came on the blitz. Well, no, hold on. Hold on.
He didn't have the ball.
No, he did not have the ball.
It's a good fake.
Brunner kept it. I apologize. Brunner kept it. And where are they going to mark him out at? Looks like the 32 of the Tigers. Or is there a flag down? There is a flag down also. Bart Curtis being talked to about it. Or is there?
I'm not sure what's going on right now.
That was not my best moment.
Well,
and it continues because I'm trying to figure out. I don't see a flag on the field.
No. Dare I say the refs were confused by who had the ball?
Okay, so Brunner gets yardage to the 33. So that's a gain of 2 yards, and it sets up third down and one. That's a pretty good fake. And
yeah.
Brevard gets bonus credit for carrying out that fake beautifully. And Brunner's going to hand off this time, and Brevard's going to be thrown for a loss. Back to the 34-yard line. Muniz Buttermudez on the stop for the Tigers with help at the end. It's now fourth down and two, and Craig Kaler is certainly going to go for it.
Absolutely. They've had a pretty methodical drive so far, but credit the Tiger defense for these last couple plays really stepping up and causing this fourth and two.
If you're a Warsaw defender, you have to make a play here. You have to end this drive right here. Fourth and two. Brunner takes a snap, drops the throw, looking right, and a dump it out in the flat. He's got Brevard, and Brevard's got the first down at the 30, 25, cuts back to 20, then back to the outside, inside the 20, and down to the 18-yard line. 16-yard gain on fourth down and two, and Concord continues the drive inside the Tiger red zone with 7:49 left to play in the opening quarter.
And that's going to be a problem if we don't have a defender. I know we're playing a zone defense, but there's nobody within 15 yards of Brevard in the backfield. So it's Brunner is looking downfield for wide open receivers. When he doesn't find one, he's wide open, and there's a gain of 16 yards.
From the far hash mark at the 18, they hand off on the sweep. This is Herman trying to get the corner, and the Tigers have it read well, and they throw him for a loss. Parker Sweet on the stop for the Tigers. Warsaw was all over it. There was no room to run. And it will be officially a loss of a yard to the 19. It'll be second down and 11.
And there's somebody we didn't really talk about in the pregame. Number 7, Strong, just, again, flying to the ball.
Robbie came into the game with 14 solo tackles and 5 assisted tackles. And the move to safety for him has been a good one. He has fit that role very nicely. Second down and 11. Ball in the near hash mark. Concord headed north. And they hand off to Brevard. And he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. And he won't be able to get away. Brady Nelson broke the play up. It's going to be another loss, this time of 2. Back outside the 20-yard line. It's now third and almost 13.
Yeah, it's a good read there by Grady there. Kid just came crashing down that line, and he grabbed Brevard's foot and just wouldn't let him go and allowed a couple other Warsaw Tiger defenders to clean up.
They are in field goal range. Potter on the season, though, is 0-2 on field goals. From here would be about a 39-yarder. Third and 13. Brevard to the right, a Brunner in the backfield. Takes the snap, looking left. Here comes the blitz. He's going to scramble away from it. A flag's going to be thrown. Brunner gets away again. Going to lob it out in the flat. He's got Brevard at the 15. Breaks the tackle at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. And he's into the end zone for a touchdown. However, there's a flag down back at the 30-yard line. And it is holding against Concord. This is a massive penalty against the Minutemen. And he was right out in front of everybody. Everybody saw it.
Well, that's one of those things where if he hadn't held I don't know if it was on Grady or the other defender, but if he hadn't held him, there would have been a big sack there.
Yeah, their Tigers had two guys that had a pretty good beat on him. The flag's down at the 30, but they'll walk the penalty off from the 21, which is the line of scrimmage, and move the ball back to the 31-yard line. And by my Argus math, that means it's third down and 23. Nope, it's got to be more than that. How about 25? Maybe it's 23.
Well, the scoreboard says 23.
All right. Good for me.
Impressive.
I'm sure Mr. Kitch would be very pleased. Brunner back to throw on third and very long. Steps up in the pocket, pressured, gets away, throws it on the run, down the field, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. Intended for Herman at the 18-yard line. Robbie Strawn was there to break it up. It's now fourth down. And here comes Nathan Potter onto the field, and he brought his kicking tee with him. So this will be a challenging field goal here for Potter, who again hasn't made a field goal. He's 15 out of 18 on point after tries. And he's lining things up right now, and he's going to put the tee right on the hash mark at the 38-yard line. So this is a 48-yard field goal. No wind. The snapper is Derek Gomez. Keep in mind, the holder is Brevard. Potter is ready. There's the snap. It's low. The kick is on the way. It has plenty of distance, but it's curling, and it's good. Inside the left, upright, and good. A 48-yard field goal. And Concord's on the board first at 5:57 of the opening quarter. 3-0 Concord. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Minutemen will kick off to the Tigers. Potter tees the ball up on the 40. And this is the way they do kickoffs. They put the ball on the right hash mark, and then all their guys are from the left hash mark over. There's nobody outside the hash mark on this side. Tigers have two men deep. Wyatt Amos on the near side, Tucker Reed on the far. And Potter gets the whistle and runs to the ball and will drive it deep, and Reed will watch it sail over his head and 5 yards deep into the end zone. Touchback. Warsaw takes over from the 20, first down to 10 with 5:57 left to play here in the opening quarter.
And I don't know if they still do that, but that's how Ohio State would kick the ball off under Urban Meyer. I always thought that was interesting. I think it's just a way of keeping the play on that side.
Trying to concentrate your people.
Yeah, yep.
And the pressure is on your guys on this side over by the left hash mark to not let them get
correct
to your left.
Yep.
Warsaw with the ball for the first time, trailing 3-0. Working toward the south end of Fisher Field. Quint Brock at quarterback takes the snap, going to pitch it back to Reed, trying to get upfield, and he's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage and thrown for a loss of one. Parker Schaefer was the first guy there for the Minutemen, and Kamari Jackson was also there, loss of one, second down. So immediately the Tigers go to the edge, and they see the play go backwards.
And I know that's the first play of the game, but it's interesting. Usually we see that fullback up the middle that first play, but trying to catch him off guard.
Yes. Second down and 11. Brock, tight formation. Everybody in close. Quinton takes the snap, hands off up the middle. Nope, he's going to keep it. He's got good yardage across the 25-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 26. So that's a gain of 7, and it sets up third down and 4. Again, Concord is at the snap, had everybody running to the center of the field. And there were so many bodies in there, I couldn't even tell who had the ball. It's third down and 4. Under 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Concord took just over 6 minutes on the opening drive and had to settle for 3. Brock on third and 4 from the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. Quinton's changing the play. He has time to do that. 3 on the play clock. Takes the snap. Option play left. Hands off to Duncan, and he won't get there. He got a yard. Maybe. They're going to mark him close to the 28, give him 1 yard, and it's going to be fourth down and 2, and the offense is staying on the field here for the Tigers. We have an injured Minuteman down on the field. Let's see who that is. Again, they have a lot of guys that play both ways. I think that's Renier Davila. It looks like he may have injured his ankle. Tiger Talk tomorrow starts at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. And Cubs and Reds tomorrow night from down on the riverfront. Sunday we'll have the Colts in Tennessee starting at noon.
Look this.
And then the final week of the regular season for baseball.
Hear your thoughts on the Cubs yesterday.
Huh?
I'd like to hear your thoughts on the Cubs yesterday.
They played drunk.
Well, I wasn't going to go that
can
far,
I say
but
it that way?
They're probably feeling the effects of a celebration.
Right. Here's what we know. Obviously, there was champagne in the clubhouse in Pittsburgh after they clinched the playoff spot. But they admitted that when they flew to Cincinnati immediately after the game, and as Craig Counsell put it, the old guys went to the hotel and stayed there, and the younger guys didn't. So you can imagine they were not in really good shape to play baseball yesterday. They got one hit by Hunter Green, who's a really good pitcher. So I would like to see the record of teams that clinch something and celebrate.
Right.
What's their record the next day? It's probably not very good.
But in my mind, I know the odds are long, but you're five out with 11 or 12 to play at.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was not happy.
If you're worried about catching the Brewers, you're worried about the wrong thing. No.
I guess as a coach, that's where I have a problem with it.
Yeah. They're five up in the wild card on the Padres for the number one spot. That's their focus.
I know.
Warsaw going for it on fourth and two, and they're running a play. It's going to be a pitch back, and it's Reed. He's got a hole. Coming up the near sideline, 30, 35. He's out to the 41-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain for the Tigers. Nick, check that. A 13-yard gain on fourth and two. They went to the edge, Andy, and it works. And Warsaw moves the chains and keeps the drive going.
Well, importantly there, not only did they go to the edge, but that was a true triple option. They faked that fullback up the middle, kept those inside linebackers for Concord honest, and then when Quinton came out wide, hit the pitch man brilliantly in a nice game.
3:54 left to play opening quarter. Concord leads Warsaw 3-0. Brock, option play, fakes left, turns right, gets away from a man, gets away from another. Up the near sideline, 45, 50, into Concord territory, and it'll be marked out at the 46-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain when it could have gone for nothing.
That's either a busted play. I'm looking at the replay from Sports. Everything was going left, and then Quinton turned around and came right.
Yes.
I don't know if that was a busted play or a new play, but whatever it was, Quinton made a heck of a play.
It worked.
It worked.
Warsaw's got another first down on back-to-back plays. Warsaw started this drive at their 20-yard line. They have moved to the Concord 46. First down and 10. Brock from the near hash mark, wide side of the field is the left side of the formation, and it's Brock again up the middle, and he'll get across the 45 and go down at the 43. Gain of 3 on the play. Carson Weirich on the stop for the Minutemen. Second down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. Concord had the ball for 6 minutes and 3 seconds on the opening drive at Warsaw. Has had it ever since, and now it's 2.5 minutes for them. Brock releases his team from the huddle. 13 on the play clock. Headed toward the south end of Fisher Field. Trailing 3-0 from the Concord 43. And this time they give off to Duncan. And Duncan will get nowhere. There were 4 Concord Minutemen waiting for him at the line of scrimmage. First one there was Jacob Buss, the tackle. 5'9", 210, and a senior. It'll be 3rd down and 7 now coming up for the Tigers.
Well, we split 2 guys out wide to the left. Concord only put 2 defenders on them. There's still 8 men in the box and one high safety. So, boy, if you're going to split those guys out, you'd hope to get more attention on the defense out there. But that wasn't the case, and they made a good play.
Concord knows they're not going to throw it out there.
I know.
3rd down and 7. Again from the Concord 43. Brock fakes the pitch, going to sweep it to the right, gets upfield to the 40, breaks a tackle, dives forward, and gets the first down inside the 35-yard line to the 34-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain for Quentin Brock on the design sweep to the right. Another first down for the Tigers. Actually, they marked the ball at the 35-yard line, so give him 8 yards. Still a first down.
Yep, a design quarterback keep. Quentin took the snap, reverse pivot, and then followed his blocking backer in front of him, who made a great block, great kick out block by his backer there.
Exactly 2 minutes left to play in our opening quarter. Concord 3, Warsaw nothing. Tigers marching. They're at the Concord 35. Brock takes the snap, hands off to Duncan. He'll try the middle, and he'll get a yard. Stopped on the play by Gomez with help from Jackson. Gain of one. Second down and nine coming up for the Tigers. Duncan comes out, which usually means Fitzpatrick is in. Nope, it's Schenck. Schenck gets the call for this upcoming play. Second down and nine. A minute 22 left to play in a first quarter that is flying by here on this fifth Friday of the high school football season. Brock will keep it. He bobbled the ball, and he'll be thrown for no gain, maybe a loss of half yard. Technically, it's no gain. It is a loss of about a foot, and it'll be third down and almost a full 10 now to get for the Tigers inside the Concord 35-yard line.
You're right. Something didn't look right there on the snap there. I think that just kind of shows you the maturity that Quinton has made from last year. I think last year he would have tried to force that pitch.
Yes.
This year he realized things just weren't going well on this play and just took his losses, and we'll live to see another down.
Well, yeah, because the way that blocking is set up, it's blocked to be pitched quickly, and Quinton wasn't able to do that. Third down and almost 10. Brock, play action fake, drops back, looks over the middle. He's got Tucker Reed open, and he couldn't hang on. Oh, Reed had two hands on it, but Jackson reached in at the last minute and knocked it away, and now it's fourth down and almost 10 with 24 seconds left to play in the quarter. And had that ball been thrown out ahead of Tucker, he would have scored.
So I take that back on that. It's because we split out two guys wide again. I'm just looking at their defensive backfield. There was no safety back there. That's just pure one-on-one. So that's great. Tucker beat his man and just went in and out of his hands.
24 seconds left to play in the quarter, and the Tigers need to get the ball to the Concord 25. Nelson lined up as a wide out to the right, and Concord is not sure what's going on. They take timeout. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Warsaw trails Concord 3-0 with fourth down coming up when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you at Fisher Field. Huge crowd. Warsaw and Concord here on week five. A huge football game and just another big play in a big football game. Fourth down and almost 10 to get for the Tigers. Officially fourth and nine. From the Concord 35 with the Minutemen up 3-0. Warsaw tried for the big pass, post pass down the middle. Almost completed it, did not. And now they'll go for it on fourth down. Schenck is in the backfield, wide receivers on either side. This time Grady Nelson's out wide left. Back to throw Brock, quick throw near side. Defender fell down, the ball is caught. It's caught by Nelson, who caught it laying on his back. But he's 2 yards short of the first down. They needed nine, and he got seven. And it's first down Concord at their 27-yard line with 20 seconds to go in the quarter.
That was actually Logan Carl with the reception there.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah. The 89 and the 88, they look similar.
Yeah, they do.
And one of the the vantage point we have in the technology of Life 360, my son, I can see him driving, about ready to turn left into the Tiger parking lot.
Luca, be careful.
Nope, that's Michael from IU this weekend.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah.
Glad to have you home.
Me too.
From the 27, Concord takes over. 20 seconds to go in the quarter, up by three. Brunner throws out the flies. Got Gomez wide open, 35, 40 to the far side, the 50, and he runs over a Tiger as he barrels across the midfield stripe and goes down at the 49-yard line of Concord. That's a 24-yard gain and a first down for the Minutemen. That's the first pass they've thrown to their number 10 once he gets the ball in open space.
Yep.
He is a rumbler. And that's going to do it for the opening quarter. Concord 3, Warsaw nothing. We'll start quarter 2 after this 60-second break on News Now Warsaw.